I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
I am here with Faith Clark, and it's taken she and I a while to finally get our schedules together to manage to tape, but I'm so excited to bring her in. I actually met Faith several years ago. She is an autism mom, but has two typical children that were in some of my theater classes when I was teaching theater at the JCC in Scarsdale. And she has these beautiful, talented children, but Faith and I also just connected on a more personal level and started talking about things other than her children, and over the years we've done what we can to support and help each other. And she recently put out a book called Parenting Like a Ninja, and she and I have followed each other in our Facebook Lives and our different things that we've been doing, and I told her that I wanted to get her on the show because aside from being a mom and aside from having this amazing book, she's also a coach and helps people to empower themselves to do what they want to do. And I had thought I was maybe going to read you some formal biography, but I think that pretty much says what Faith is. So I'm going to just say, hi, Faith, how are you, and let you start talking.
Hey, Tracy, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be on the phone with you on the show because as you were introducing me, I just thought back. I saw all these pictures, the kids on stage at JCC, us talking about all the different ideas you've had over the years in between, your work in Yonkers. It's been such a journey, you know?
Yeah, it really has. And even watching how much your kids have grown up and that they're still performing, it really does my heart good. And to know that I was even a small part of their journey makes me happy. And now that you and I can just kind of support each other as women and mompreneurs is just a really cool thing for me.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about Parenting Like a Ninja.
It took me a minute to come up with that title, right? Because I wanted to talk about what feels like superhero parenting, because it's 24/7, nonstop, on the go, constantly advocating and creating and protecting and defending. And when you're the mom of a child with special needs, the vulnerable kind of 0 to 3 years, you know, that time when you're up all night and your kids don't feed themselves and so on, it feels like that window doesn't go away. And you keep that that level of intensity of activity up, except your kid gets bigger. So you can't kind of tie him onto you. I used to tie one of mine onto my back as I was working it at home, but no, you can't anymore. So Parenting Like a Ninja just acknowledges the complexity of the parenting journey that special needs parents are on, and for moms just helps to, first of all, say yes, this can feel overwhelming to the max and like burnout is, you know, a step away. But also it can be joyful and grounding and invigorating and meaningful and aligned with passions. And if we see our kids as a gift, and many people say gift, but if we kind of look for the gifts in the packaging, we can find ways to integrate our lives and just direct our passions and be productive and purposeful in everything we do.
Wow, great. So cool. And how is it going so far? You released the book right about a month ago, yeah?
In February, so we're now in
three months.
Yeah. Time flies, right? You know what I've been doing with the book a lot? I mean, it's going the way it's going. It's on Amazon. It's ebook. I have a deal with a traditional publisher right now, and so the print book is going to be published in July through the traditional publisher. So we'll transfer over rights at that point. But the ebook's been going fine. But I've been using the book as a tool just to talk with moms, and so when when moms reached out to me before, I would, you know, I would just share my words. But now I can say, hey, let me send you a free download of my book. Because I just want to give them a tool. I'm like, read chapter 4. that's where I talk about how to keep yourself sane. And so I've been sharing it quite a bit and has opened up the opportunity to have a lot of conversations. And a lot of the moms that I'm talking to that seem attracted to the work are moms who want to create something outside of their home, whether that's a business, a project, not-for-profit, just some kind of venture. Somebody wanted to do some autism awareness work, and yet they doubt, how could I even think of adding something new to my plate, right? I don't even feel like I'm making sense in my life as it is. And so it's just providing this opportunity to affirm them, affirm genius, affirm brilliance, affirm the yes that they may be afraid to say to themselves. And so it's been cool.
Great. And that's what you've been doing with your coaching even prior to writing the book, right? And as you said, the book sort of became more a tool to get out the message that you've been trying to give to women for quite some time.
Yes, yes, yes. I think what I noticed in my own journey was that I can look at a situation, I think all moms can, I can look at a situation, see the challenge that's evolving. Johnny is climbing up and he's going to reach for the glass and he's going to cause the glass to break. Like, we can see ahead into the future a few steps. And as moms, we come up with, and as women, often are able to come up with solutions to those steps. And we step into environments and fix and solve and prevent all the time in at work and in our personal lives. And so my work with women has been to give that a name, to name that brilliance and to affirm it, and then to ask, what do you want to do with it? And I think also to give the dreams a name. So many of us have things we have wanted to do or places we've wanted to go, and then because we've had children, we've become practical, we kind of put some things on the to the side and just said, you know, that we can't do that anymore. So it's kind of just been to give permission to say yes and to say how. Instead of say, I can't, say, how can I? And kind of be open to that question and then explore from that point of view.
Wow, that's really great. And so what have you found are some of the biggest challenges that women have, and how are some of the ways that you're able to get them through those?
I can just speak from personal experience. I think some of the biggest challenges I've had, and I see this echoed in the conversations I get to have, is I just didn't believe I could. You know, I think we have, as women, we have this perpetual list of ways we don't match up to whoever we think can do the thing we want to do. You know, we're too old. Like, for me now, in the, you know, past the mid-40s, suddenly I'm too old, and I never thought I would think this about myself. But you think, okay, you've passed the point where you should have been successful, and yet I talk to younger women and they're too young, you know, and you're not the right ethnic group, you know, you're too brown, but in certain spaces you're too white. It's like they're too thin, you're too not sexy, we have this not smart enough, didn't go to the right school, don't have corporate experience, like whatever it is. And so I think the biggest obstacle is that we don't qualify. And we have tons of reasons for telling ourselves that we don't qualify. And so it's like that's such a big minefield that you can't even go inside there except to ask the question, what are we protecting ourselves from by saying that we don't qualify? Because in many of our lives, even though we don't qualify, we've shown up. Like, I don't think I qualify to be an autism mom, but I am. And so I did, and I do. And, we've shown up in so many places that we don't qualify to be in, according to our own standards, that I ask the question, why are we saying we don't qualify? And that tends to get to some underlying beliefs and ways that we want to protect ourselves from ridicule or protect ourselves from bullying or just protect ourselves, kind of keep under the radar. And so I think
that would be
number one. And I think number two is the fear of destabilizing what is, you know, because you have so many balls in the air, you have so many things that are going on with your kids or whatever, we take so much responsibility for maintaining the family unit, the relationship dynamics is everything, right? So if we change something, then that's going to throw everything off for everyone else. And so this making sure everybody else is okay before you can attend to your own stuff, and then, you know, the trick is, the joke is that everybody else will never be okay. So there's never a time to take care of your stuff. So there, the fear that kids won't be okay, husband, partner, whoever won't be okay, mom, you know, many of us are caring for aging parents as well as our kids. So it's like, no, but they will not be okay if I, whatever. And so just to kind of get underneath that to, well, actually, the best service you can offer to your kids, to your partner, to your family is you serving. The best model for your kids of a mommy. I became really convicted when my daughter became 16, and I asked myself the question, what is she seeing me model as a woman, as a mother? What she's seeing me model is how to sacrificially care for others, which I think is phenomenal. It's beautiful. It's powerful to know you can sacrificially care for others. But I don't think she could see that she could sacrificially care for herself by watching me.
Right.
And I became like, but she wants to create stories, and she wants them animated, and she wants books. And I'm like, she needs to be able to sacrificially care for herself to make her dreams come true. And as a parent, I would be doing her an injustice to not model that for her. And so I think, you know, as we have the conversations with moms, that's kind of like where we go. Like, what your child who's struggling to control his motor movements, control his impulses, or she's struggling to get socially appropriate behavior down, they have to fight for themselves. Are they seeing that modeled in you when you don't fight for yourself? You know,
And Faith, it's so interesting to me how no matter what we do in life, if what we set ourselves up to do is to be in service of others, the same themes keep coming up. And I know for me as a health coach, the biggest thing that I've come across is, because so many of the people that I've spoken to, either as clients or potential clients, are mothers. And it's always about, well, you know, I do need to get healthier, but I can't right now because my kid's this and my husband that. And it's the ones that move forward on their own health journey are the ones that realize that they can't help everybody else if they're not healthy, you know?
Yeah.
And like you're saying, like, you're not actually doing a service to your children if they don't see an example of taking care of yourself, because then, you know, we just continue to perpetuate this cycle of nobody ever takes care of themselves. They're just trying to take care of everybody else and not doing the best job. I'm going to take a second to pause and say thank you to our sponsors for the day, and then let's continue on with this conversation.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas, Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANACARRATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
And we're back. And Faith, I know that so much of what you do in your coaching sort of deals with, as we're in Mental Health Awareness Month here in May, which is now almost over, but we are still celebrating. And honestly, I try to celebrate the fact that I have any mental health left every day of the year.
Right.
But I know that a lot of your work kind of centers around, again, that we take care of ourselves in sort of ways that we don't realize in that regard. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, well, so a few years ago, somebody asked me to do a presentation, Autism Awareness Month, and I've been just doing some research to make it interesting. I stumbled upon the article that said autism families have symptoms like people suffering from PTSD. And kind of I was taken aback, and I had to just look at myself a little bit, but I realized that as we went through puberty with my son and had, you know, different challenges with aggression and impulse control, I lived and sometimes still do live like a tripwire. I only need to hear the beginning of a fraction of the sound of his voice and my heart races and my muscles tighten up and everything's happening in my body. I have a full-fledged anxiety moment beginning, and panic could begin just because of the persistent threat monitoring is what I talk about when I talk with parents, that we live in this state of constant threat monitoring. And that state, regardless of what's causing it, that state in your body physiologically, we aren't made to live that way. And so it does create physical illness. That's why they say everything is stress. Physical illness, you know, chronic issues, including emotional and mental health challenges. And so part of my own work with myself, just vigilantly, is peace in my body. And part of my own work with families is how do we first and foremost build practices in that buffer and protect our mental health. And so As I talk with women, though, one of the things that I have found is, in addition to these practices, which we could call them self-care, so many of the moms that I talk to are not meeting basic psychological needs. And, you know, different camps say what these needs are. They kind of discuss them in different ways. But the needs that I kind of anchor down to, there are three of them that I hold on to that I think are pretty simple. The need for relationships that seem meaningful to us, where we have this exchange of, you know, commonality, this being in tribe. The need for the need to direct your own life, autonomy, to be able to say, I will go here and I go, you know, and the need to feel competent. I'm good at something and I can show and share this competence with others. Many of the moms that I work with aren't meeting any of those needs. Autism is isolating in so many ways. And even within the community, you may not, you know, the sense of tribe is sometimes missing. You're kind of so focused on dealing with what you're dealing with. So community goes, your typical friends don't feel like they understand you. Your situation at work may become vulnerable, or you may choose to leave the workforce like I did. And this whole, I can direct my life. No, autism directs your life. And so this chronic not meeting psychological needs, and then, you know, just chronic lack of self-care and so on, can really lead to a mental health and emotional health struggle. So we get to talk about that a lot.
Good, good. And in what ways, again, does this theme sort of come up, which is that, you know, sometimes in trying to avoid the problem, we're actually creating the problem. And what are the ways that we need to empower ourselves to give ourselves permission to take the steps necessary for our mental health, for our family's mental health?
So I feel like I was speaking to a mom today, and she said it this way. She left work. She started working part-time because she really needed to create time for her family to deal with her daughter's appointments and therapies and all things that need to happen. But it gave her too much time to think. And she became, her thoughts were just spinning on themselves. And she really enjoyed being busy. So she started just a part-time, like, community Facebook group type of thing that led her to start a not-for-profit. Now she has two careers because she's still part-time at her job and she has a full-time not-for-profit that she runs. But she felt like being busy, which is a need of hers, doing something she loved, which was the work in her not-for-profit, was just really a passion of hers, is, and serving the people she was serving and just hearing the responses and how people's lives were being shifted by her work lit her up so much that while she needed to leave her job because it was too much, now she's doing twice the amount of work and is so energized in her life. And so it's just such an example of the fact that sometimes it's not that, yes, we're running away, but maybe we need to be running towards something. Sometimes the situations that create overwhelm for us point out that these other things that we're doing are not adding energy to our lives. And could we, if we found passion, purpose, motivation, places that we can share with people and feel that we're impacting lives and so on, if we found some of that, that actually gives energy back into coping with the chronic situation that we have at home. Gives you energy to deal with the parenting journey that you're on, if it's autism or special needs parenting. It just gives back into that versus, you know, the constant leeching out of motivation and energy and resources.
Right, right. It's so true. And so many of the decisions that I've made in my life, and some of them have been very difficult, and some of them have taken years for me to have the courage to make them, but have been about, you know, rather than worrying about job and money and, you know, income, as you're saying, finding a passion. And I remember at one point being in a state of complete overwhelm, and someone said to me, I was doing a lot of theater at the time, and she said, but you know, you keep going from one show to the next show to the next show, maybe you have to skip some of the shows. And I said, no, the shows are the only thing keeping me sane. Like, that's my passion. That's what I do. You know, the other things I do are because I need to make money or I need to, you know, whatever it is.
And I think it's so important. And obviously, especially when you are a parent, there's that fine line between your responsibilities. But again, one of the things that I've learned is that I've never made money my focus, but I found a way that one way or another, I never have extra, but I always find a way to get what I need, you know?
Right.
And I'm not sure sometimes. Sometimes I literally don't know how it happens. And I'm good with numbers and with money, so it's not like I don't understand how it happens. I just mean that it's unexpected sometimes where it comes from. And I think that's the same for time, you know. We find the time to do what makes us happy.
Yeah, as a person who was maybe trained in science, because I did engineering as undergrad, I kind of can get really mathematical, and these things need to add up. And I found out that with money and with time, you know, don't tell anybody I said it doesn't add up. But it actually, it's quite magical, I think. I think when you are in flow, it's like time expands. And I think money can also expand in a similar way. I think when we really believe in what we do, we understand the value of what we have to offer. You know, one challenge I've noticed many moms face is they don't want to ask for money. They're just, you know, this thing that I do, that's my brilliance that I don't own as brilliant. It's just easy for me. It's just this thing that I do. You know, it's like my super special talent that I have that I can't call a talent. I feel bad asking people for money for that, you know? And
But
when we kind of are in flow and we see that this is just exchange of value. It's just a currency, and you can just allow it to come to you, and that can be pretty awesome.
Yes. Wow. Well, Faith, this is so cool. And again, I'm so happy to be able to share you with the Word of Mom listeners. Tell us how people can find you. How can they find you and your book and your services and your wisdom?
I think an easy way to be in touch with me is to go on my website, faithclark.com. The book, you can get information on the book at parentinglikeaninja.com. There's an information widget there, and they could click on it and give information in that way. And I think, Tracy, if you're okay with this, I would be so happy to give your listeners a free download of the book, if you're okay with that.
That's incredible.
Email.
Yes.
Yeah, so they could send me email and just put, you know, Tracy's show or free book in the subject heading. And so the email will be in the information, the show information, but it's faith@melodyofautism.com. The first business I started for autism is called Melody of Autism. So I still receive email there. So faith@melodyofautism.com, free book, and I'll send that because I really want this message of, you know, energizing our lives and feeling productive in both our parenting and our work. I just want that message shared because there's a world out there for us to impact and to receive from at the same time.
Wow, that's so incredible. So for those of you listening, I want to make sure Faith is exactly as you think it would be, F-A-I-T-H. When you're looking for her website, faithclark.com, Clark does have an E at the end, L-A-R-K-E, and then faith@melodyofautism.com is the email. And if you mention Word of Mom Radio, she will send you a free download of this incredible book, which, wow, what an amazing thing for our listeners. Thank you so much, Faith.
You're welcome.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing with us today, and just looking forward to hearing more about where your journey is going, and we will definitely stay in touch and hopefully maybe have you back and give us some more tips for coping and becoming the best we can be and sharing our passion and valuing our own passion.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Thank you for having this out in the world that says your constant presence that says you can. Yes, you can. I think this is such an important message for women to hear and to take into our consciousness right now. Yes, you can. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Join us on Thursday as we present two of our friends that were brought to us by As Seen on TV. We have Feeding Friend, a really great nursing pillow, and Pilates on Fifth, an awesome yoga workout. So we'll be featuring both of those this Thursday, the 31st. And then we're so excited about some of the new stuff coming up in June. And let's just take to heart the things that Faith and I talked about. Yes, you can. You qualify. Take care of yourself. You can't take care of other people if you're not taking care of yourself. And get in touch with Faith at melodyofautism.com and get your free download of her book, Parenting Like a Ninja. Everyone, make it a great day.